This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we sit here, is there any confirmation from anybody on the whereabouts of this cow that is on the loose? I will say someone texted in about 4 minutes ago to the show, catching up on the show, but the runaway cow happened right by my job. We're right next to the stadium. He just ran by us.
So I'm stop it.
This cow is not still on the loose. Are they going to have to use like a tranquilizer gun or something to slow
him? They're going to get up. They're going to get some horses out there. They're going to catch him. And
yes, Brandon Scott is unaware. We just to catch folks up, like Brandon Scott from the rodeo, a runaway cow. A cow escaped from NRG last seen on Old Spanish Trail.
Wait a minute. I know about the cow escaping. I'm trying to figure out why you want to shoot the cow already, man. We got enough cowboys and ranchers out here that can get the cow down without a tranquilizer.
If we're 31 minutes into it and he's moved himself down to the 610 loop, we got to do something.
But have you heard of any victims?
I want to hear something, man.
Don't kill the cow yet.
I'm not trying to kill him. I'm just trying to slow him down.
Man, Ron wants a damn hamburger, and we got a cow on the loose that we got to wrangle here, man.
I want a hamburger, but I don't mean I want it from that cow. I'm just saying.
Be fresh?
I don't need it that fresh, but I'm just saying, what are we doing here? Do we have an update? Cheryl, somebody.
I just refreshed the story. No updates.
I do, repeatedly.
He's still out there.
Somehow Clint keeps finding the front end and the later end of the young black gentleman getting run over.
So here's the update, boys.
This cow's on the lam.
Whatever Clint starts with.
The gentleman that now has one missed tackle early in the game on this. he has one missed tackle. He actually had him squared up. D'Amico would be proud. He actually had the cow squared up, and the cow was running right at him. And then he got shook out of his boots, and I think that's what triggered him. Said, "Hell no, it ain't going down like this." He turned and then decided he was going to see if he could catch the cow. He catches the cow, and the damn cone got him.
That's not the swarm mentality, man.
I tell you what, the other two parking attendants weren't swarming.
No doubt.
My man dipped to the heel.
Hey, no, he's the only.
They swarmed away.
No, he
from
was the only
ash.
Swarmy. He was the only swarmy sumbuck in that street. Everybody else was getting the hell out of the way.
Yeah, I would have never guessed he would have been the swarming one on the cow. That was that is
no more swarming.
That's an upset right there. That man said with the missed tackle. He sure gave it all he had though. I don't mind. Wow, damn. All right, we will keep that up. At some point, man, we gotta get a safe update on this.
Oh, yeah. This story's got to come to an end somehow.
Somebody tweeted us and said that they work on the rodeo staff, and this happens every year.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this happening before.
I'm a first-timer here.
I didn't know about every year, but I've definitely heard about some old cows getting loose from the old rodeo Houston.
Yeah, that cow had some vengeance. Sean G, breaking the top Texans free agent targets, and we are going to talk about that. Coming up, what the Texans can do in the offseason, but Sean gets a jump on it. The top Texans free agent target for them is stating online, it's that large cow. Run blocking is top tier, but pass blocking is questionable. So he might fit right on in.
Seems like he might have a discipline problem.
I hope the best free agents on the market are running towards NRG, not away from NRG.
That is the greatest thing. Old Spanish Trail. Scene headed.
Northbound.
Northbound.
Okay. All units.
Check that. Spun around. Southbound. All right. I want everyone to participate in this. You can. Well, hell, I guess, if you don't want to, you don't have to. But Let's say you get two moves. You are Nick Caserio. You are D'Amico Ryan. You got two moves. And this is prior to the draft. You can make these moves via trade, via free agency.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Off-season moves before the draft. You could do that. You get two moves, and I mean realistic moves, right? Not that, hey, I'm going to make a trade for us to get Ja'Marr Chase in. No, I'm talking realistic moves. You have two moves out there that are teams that are players that could be on the block or free agents out there. And there are a lot of them out there, right? We just heard Davante Adams. That's one who just hit the market. We know Cooper Kupp is a trade candidate. There are a lot of them. You got two moves to make. Realistic moves. Which one are you going with? Can I tell you one of mine, Clint?
Yeah, give it to me.
My first thing is free agent, and I would go after the guard from the Colts, Will Fries.
Okay.
I think, to me, he is the top realistic guard candidate on the market, with Trey Smith being franchise tag in works trying to get a long-term deal with the Chiefs. He is the next one on the list, a above-average run blocker, but above-average pass blocker, and a good little extra part of it. You're taking him away from the Colts, a division opponent. But I think he feels the biggest need on this team. And as I've said before, I'm also taking draft into account, and I would much rather them have somebody that's a proven player in the league, that has had proven success in the league, that you have a pretty good idea of what you're getting. And that would be where I would go. That would be my first priority right now. It does not look like he is going to get franchise tagged. That is where I would go if I were the Texans.
Yeah, look, I would not be mad at that at all. I'm going to go a little different route. I would go center Drew Dalman that was in Atlanta.
That's not bad.
And again, I know, look, but before everybody starts jumping here, I understand, you know, that he is an accomplished run blocking center. He obviously that's his strong suit. So there is some pass protecting, growth and development that needs to take place there. I think that's going to be the case with every one of these young guys. But I think the center is key here. I think getting a center that can, one, communicate, and two, get the job done, I think is key. If he can communicate, the ripple effect across the guards and tackles is absolutely tremendous. Again, Nick Caley has handcuffs on as long as his center can't communicate, right? Regardless of whether it's a strong suit, is run blocking, pass block, doesn't matter. Until you find a center that can communicate and has done it at a high level, you're going to have problems. And so I would go with center Drew Dalman. And then, I might as well go ahead and give you my second one. If you're going to take Fries, I'm going to take Kevin Zeitler.
So anything you want in the via free agency trade,
yeah,
you're going two guys interior.
I'm going center guard, one of them. And I know, look, these are realistic, right? We're talking about a guy that's been with Baltimore. We're talking about a guy that's been with Detroit. We're talking about a guy that is 34 years old, but put up some of his best advanced stat numbers, the last couple of years. And so, Kevin Zeitler's, is it Zeitler or Zeitler?
I think it's Zeitler, but
either one of them. He's older, so he's going to be a cheaper, route that they can go. So I think it's realistic. I'd go center guard right there.
And your new line would be?
I'd go have my two tackles that I paid big money to.
It would be Tunzel and Titus.
Tunzel and Titus, how would be my two tackles. I've had Zeitler at right guard. I'd have Dalman at center, and my other guard would be a competition, but probably be Juice Scruggs. I would bring in more depth. No, Patterson would be my backup center, but yeah, he could be a backup guard. Patterson could be your swing center guard that could back up all three middle positions. Yeah, you could do that. But I would go two offensive linemen. If I had it my way, I'd go two offensive linemen.
Interesting. Two offensive
interior
linemen.
Offensive linemen, put my tackles back where they belong. One being a younger, not top of the market caliber center, and the other option being an older, obviously cheaper option at the guard position. But I would make that move.
I want to give my second one, but I want to put a pin into your first one.
Okay.
I do want to I want to discuss that one further because I did. I put out a poll. I completely forgot I did, and that gave me a thought of it. My second one, I would go guard first, realistic. These are realistic ones. You can throw yours out as well on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. If you have the ability to make two moves, your Nick Caserio, your D'Amico Ryan's two moves, whether that be getting somebody in a trade and realistic guys that are on the trade block and guys that potentially are free agents that you could bring in two moves, what are the moves that you would make? My second one would be defensive tackle Jonathan Allen. I think that is one that is realistic.
That's a proven one.
And that is a proven one. And as we've talked about it, I don't know how many other areas across the defense you feel like you can – that you really need a lot of assistance on, maybe safety. But – I love sticking him in the middle of the defense. I would love putting him and thinking about pass rush nets. And he's somebody who played the run as well. But, I mean, starting to get a sports Woody with the thought of on one side, Daniil Hunter. On one side, Will Anderson. And then on the inside, Jonathan Allen and D'Amico Autry on pass rushing downs. Just as a football fan and a guy who loves pass rushers and defense, That is a fun group of four. That looks like a group that could do what the Eagles did to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I think it is realistic. He comes in cheaper than what Deebo Samuel was going to come in on a one-year deal for trade. So those would be my two moves. I'd go for the guard, the top guard on it, and then Jonathan Allen on there. I wanna get to someone just texting, you guys are acting like God. All this cap money. There's a big article on Bleacher Report on how the Texans are in trouble with the cap, even though they've got a quarterback. Okay, a young quarterback. Okay, you can go ahead and believe that they don't have the ability to go get a guard and and a tackle. You go ahead and believe that. All right, you can read whatever you want to. You go ahead and believe that.
Hold on, Joe.
Add that up with other teams in the league, and you go ahead and believe that. But I'm gonna stick in here. Reality.
Let's say you're right, Texter. Let's say you're right.
You're not.
The Texans need to do. If you're right, the Texans need to and would do things like Seattle did today, cut four players and cleared up $28 million worth of cap space. Like the thought of the Texans aren't gonna make free agent moves this year to fill voids, whether it's into your offensive line, wide receiver, or defensive tackle, to think that they're going to sit steady and take cheaper than what I just said. I just had a 34-year-old guard, for crying out loud. I mean, like, if you don't think that they're going to make those kind of moves and can make the, I don't know what the hell you like. You think like that's wild to me. Like I just don't like the thought that the salary cap is going to keep the Texans from making the necessary moves, whatever that may be, right, to give this team the best chance to take the next step, to me is crazy.
What'd you say, Tyler? The Cowboys just cleared like over $20 million with the with the restructure of CeeDee Lamb's contract.
I believe that's right. Yeah,
who just signed a deal last year. They restructured that.
Yeah.
I don't have time to have.
Restructuring your big money guys or you're cutting guys that can clear cap space. Either way it goes, the Texans are going to find a way to bring in. They're not going to fill the D-tackle void, which, by the way, is probably bigger than I give it credit for. It's D'Amico Ryans. It's his side of the ball. I mean, D'Amico Ryans is pretty adamant about it when he spoke at the combine.
Said it like, starts up front.
Yeah, I mean, made it sound even more dire than I thought, right? But the interior defensive line, the interior offensive line, and the wide receiver position, and I think you can add even safety out there given the free agents that are the Texans that are free agents now. Like, to think, do you really think they're going to go out there and they're going to fill this void with like super cheap players in the draft and then expect to go out there and forget about the winning aspect of it? Like, do you think they're going to take a shot on an interior, like a couple of different interior, unproven offensive linemen on the interior, and then roll CJ Stroud back out there and let him get pummeled again? Like, I just don't know. The salary cap stuff is wild to me, man. And I'm not as stern about it with you, like it's not even real. But, man, I mean, to think that they can't figure out a way to fix the interior offensive line because they're just so cap-stretched, and we're talking about Drew Dahlman and Kevin Zeitler. I mean, what are we doing here?
They did it last year. They restructured guys to give them even more cushion. They did last year. it's wild. I do want to touch this. I like your center thing. I'm growing a little more stronger on the center thing. I think you just looked at it and thought, boy, guard was so rough last year.
Yeah,
that they might. But the center on the offensive line is more important than your guard. Like it's a you would rather if the three of them up there to your best player, you'd rather it be your center than one of your two guards. Of the three of them.
Yeah, total package, yeah. Absolutely. Look, I'm Jarrett Patterson, truth be told, I wish I had more inside information on Jarrett Patterson. There is a chance. Now, I don't think that Nick and D'Amico, from an ego perspective, are going to just – I think they're going to try to force Juice to be a center.